Beitzer, Perek Gimel Mishneh Dalet. B'chor shenofel la'bor. A b'chor that fell into a bor. So we have not just an animal that fell into a bor, where the animal is at risk, but it's a b'chor. What's the significance of that fact? So the halacha is like this. A b'chor that's born, b'chem, a kaddish li kol b'chor. So the halacha is that a b'chor is roit l'kedusha. It's chal on it kedushas haguf as soon as the vlad is born. And it has to be hukrav. It's given to the kahanim as their matona, but lamaisa has a dinim like a shlomim. It has a few separate dinim than shlom legabe that krova, but more or less it's a carbon shlom. The only time a bailim of a bechor would entertain the thought of having anything from it is only if it became a balmum. The halacha of a balmum bechor is that it's yotzo mikdusha asoy, but it's not completely yotzo mikdusha asoy. It has a din of behemas kodshim that became a balmum, like you have dinim all over the kodshim, you have animals mixed up, we had a psachim a bunch, yirachi istoyev, until it becomes a balmum, and then the halacha is, once it's declared a balmum, as din of psuli amigdoshim, and it could be eaten by the balmum, can't be used necessarily for work, because lamaisa it had kedush taguf, it still retains the kedush taguf, but it could be used for eating under certain circumstances. Now, what's interesting is, in L'chor, this is completely derabbanon, sometimes a mum is obvious, and sometimes a mum is not obvious. A mum is not the same thing as treifa that we discussed in the last Mishnah. Mum, very often slight things that render a behemah bal mum, you need an expert to be able to define that. That being said, there's a whole sugya in L'chor, there's a few prokim, of mumchim L'chor, there was a separate smichas chachomim, on being an expert in mume behema, on declaring a behema, and the way Chazal stelled it avek, not just that it's information. Chazal said that a behema that didn't have a heter from a mumcha was not chal on it, the din of psuli amigdoshim. It's clear, it's a din derabbanan, that a behema that became a balmum, and it was shechted, and it didn't have a chalois matir of a bechor, being oimid al gabov and saying that it's not a balmum, the halacha is that's also it. We treat it that it's that it wasn't yatsim kedusha asay. So here we have a behemah that fell into a bor, and we're talking about a behemah that pashtus had a mum before. This is a gemara on Dav Chovov. Rashi, the Rav, make mention of it. If not, nobody would have thought that if the behemah is a tomim, that it was going to be eaten on Yom Tov. L'chayr, it's completely muktzah. It's set aside to be brought la'is mitzoy. As a carbon. We're talking here about a behemoth where the Bailam knows that it's a balmum. And it could theoretically be Aymid Lashkita Ulachila Simchas Basa Yamtif. But you need a re'iyah of a mumche in order to declare it a balmum, in order to be matir. So now you have the behemoth fell down into a bor. Rabbi Yehuda, we have a problem. We have a 500-pound cow that fell down into a bor. To allow three Eden, to come over here with pulleys and whatever, and to pull it up, that's something that Chazal were not willing to be mad. They're not Mishum Tzar, the animal, because it's certainly a chil of Kedushas Yomtiv. It's not Malacha, but it's certainly a Zulzul in Yomtiv. And not to bring it up in Tzad Tzar Balachem, and not to bring it up also on the Tzad Sofik. Tzad Sofik, to make a whole rescue operation of 2 hours, with pulling up the behemah, no, that they're not going to be matter, nor vos. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a yerid mumcha v'yira, a mumcha could lower himself, a rov, a poisik, literally to lower himself into the bar, and he could check out the behemah, and he could paskin on the behemah. Now, normally psak is like this has a din of a psak with a chaloy, it's mamish like a yeshiva's bezdin. It's considered a smicha, mamish like smicha to dandine momnes in the Gemara. The Gemara in Becheres is barikus on this. So, Be'etzim, one is not allowed to, a mumcha is not allowed to see behemoth and Shabbos. Because the behemoth is going to die, fell down to a bar, could very easily die of dehydration in a few hours of being in the ditch. So, he's allowed to be lowered down, he's allowed to paskin. We're not going to ask her. It's also by being matir the behemoth from its matzav as a bechor, it's like a tikkun kli, like tefillas kelim that we had in the first perek. They wouldn't have been matir normally on Shabbos. Over here, they'll be matir, if they had tzorich. And then if the mumcha was matir it, and now it's oymed l'shchita, yalav yishkoit. You can bring it up and you can check. Remember that this animal had a mum from yesterday. It just has to be seen by a mumcha. If it doesn't, then it's mukta. Says the Mishnah, vim lav lo yishkoit. The wording of the Mishnah is difficult. Why would the Mishnah have to say vim lav? Pashtus, it means if it's not a balmum, lo yishkoit. Of course not. It's a regular behemoth's kachim. Why would you be able to shecht it? So the Gemara explains that Kavan over here is like this. We're talking about a behemoth that had a mum, like we said from yesterday. It had a mum kavua. That means it had a mum which we could assume that it would be matirit mi k'dushos. There's a concept of a mum kavua. There's a concept of a mum she'ene kavua. Mum she'ene kavua means that right now, k'moy shehu, it's not roy lakrovas kachim, but it's not mafkir the kachim. Because it has a wound that'll heal, so mel it's not mafkir the kedusha. It's only a mum kavua. There would be a havamin over here that if the behema yesterday had a mum she'ene kavua, so right now it's not oymed l'akrova. So the bailam is already thinking of it as a behema which is oymed l'shchita. Maybe the mum she'ene kavua sometimes turns into a mum kavua. Maybe it's not a healthy animal, so maybe it'll get another mum. So the Bailam thinks of it as a behema that's oymid la krova, oymid l'shchit, that's not mukta. Kamashmon vim lav, if he doesn't see that the mum that was here yesterday was a mum kavua, that means he takes a look at the mum that was there yesterday, before the animal now got a hit by falling into the ditch. The animal now was looked at, and the mumcha says the mum that was here yesterday was not a mum kavua. We're not matter it. Vim lav, if it's not a mum kavua, lo yishchit. Only if the mum from yesterday was a mum kavua, not whatever damage the behemoth incurred by falling in. That would not help because it would still be mukta. So vim lav lo yishchit. If it doesn't have a mum from yesterday that would have rendered it psul yamakdashim, lo yishchit is not allowed to shecht. Reb Shimon Oimer, kol she'ein mum enikim miboid yoim, ein zemen amuchon. The lashon over here of Reb Shimon is interesting. Normally, the Lashon of Ein Zemen Amuchon is a chesaron in Hilchus Mukta. The Gemara asks, Reb Shimon is the one who's makel. Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, we had in Shabbos, we had it again in Erevin. It comes up in the sugis over here in Beitza. Reb Shimon is the man, the omer, the less le Mukta. He's much more makel by Mukta. So Reb Shimon over here is being machmir, so that's not the pshat. Reb Shimon holds that the Gidre Mukta are the same as Reb Yehuda. The Nekuda over here is, Kol She'ein Mumay Nikim Mboid Yoin, means it wasn't Nikir, it wasn't seen by a Mumcha. A mumcha is not allowed to pass, and he's being machmir on that chiddush. The chiddush that we said that a chochem is allowed to be hoyre on the balmum, on that he's being machmir, and he's saying that the chochem is not allowed to as a din of psak. Again, like we said before, a rov is allowed to pass on any shaila on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's not a question. The question over here is that being matir a mum is a ganzer chalois din, much like yeshiva's bezdin. That we're not matir on Yom Tov. So Reb Shimon is machmir only in that. Tosfos still wants to justify the Lashon Ein Zemen Amuchon, which always means an Issa Mukta, and he says like this. He says, Taka Reb Shimon is more machmir legabi a ri'i as chochom. And he says, since the chochom wasn't matir miboid yoim, and he's not allowed to do so today, Ein Zemen Amuchon, memela it's mukta. Memela, you're not allowed to pull it up. Ein Zemen Amuchon, memela it's mukta, because it's not oymed lahatir. That's a doichik to be yashiv the Lashon the Mishnah. Mishnah Hey. Behema shemeso loy yizizeno mimkoimo. An animal that died, we'll continue with this type of discussion. Loy yizizeno mimkoimo. The Gemara understands we're talking over here about a behema of kachim. A behema of kachim that dies, there's really nothing you can do with it. Why? A normal animal, it dies, never to have some ruba, but at least you could feed the meat to goyim, you could feed it to sell to a geisha grocery store, you could feed it in the klov, like it says in the pasuk. Like Kalv Tashlichon, I say. But a behemah's kachim is also bahano, since it has kedusha, it can't be used b'derech b'zoyin. L'maise, it has kedusha, saguf, samel, it's toned klur, it's also bahano. It's also bahano, it's mukta, lo yezizenim b'mekoyma. The diuk in the Mishnah, we'll just add, by the way, one detail. Why don't we say, be poidit? We mentioned before that there is a concept of kedusha saguf that could be nifte. So it's like this. A behemah that's kedusha saguf, an animal, has no pidyon. There's a process of pidyon in a behema that has kedushas haguf, and it's called by psulei hamikdashim, and it's called hamodah v'harocha. It's exes hakosuf. The way to do it,
sugis in tmura psukim, then the pashas b'chu kaisai. That gzeres hakosuf is only while the behemah is alive. It cannot be done when the behemah is dead. When the behemah is dead, it's not oimid, not lamad v'arocha. There's no way to get rid of the kedushas haguf. So it's mamish also. That being said, what's meduyik in the Mishnah is behemah shemesa. In this case, lo yizuz enemim kaima. What about a bosa of a behemah of chulin? Farmer, like we had before. What happens if you didn't get to the mesukenis in time? Now the animal died, so you have dead meat. Now, to say that it's not muktzah, what is it oimid for? It can be used lachil l'klov. So that the rabbi adds from the Gemara that if the behemah was a regular healthy behemah on Yom Tov, and then it died suddenly, the behemah is, you're right, right now it has a tashmishin, l'chol it shouldn't be muktzah, but it's noilad. It exists now in a useful form in a completely different way than it was. Nobody would ever dream about feeding a live cow, killing it and feeding it to a kelev. So the use that the tashmish that's aiming for now is completely different than what it was 5 minutes ago. That noilad is muktzah. There's a machloikis whether that would be true according to both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. It says that the Gemara makes the kimta. We're talking about over here a behemoth that was a misukenis. There's no problem with noilad. Noilad across the board is also. This is one of the chumras of Yom Tov, is that we're more makbid in something that assumed new form, that klapid the new form and has hilchas muktzah. We discussed this as a little bit of the psicha, the hilchas muktzah in the beginning of Beitzah, like Abi Beitzah Shanol to be Yom Tov. Vinishvid, a behemoth that was healthy, is noilad in its present form, that for sure would be awesome. What happens if the behemoth was a misukenes and then it died? So then we would say it's not muktzah, and you could transport it. There's a shayla that Taisyanta makes reference to it. Is this the fact that it was a misukenes and you could anticipate that the behemoth is going to be a nevela, and that you would have to, now the only use of it is only to be machil l'klovim? Would that be enough to be matter even according to Reb Yehuda? Or that would be matter only according to Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon is the mekel and mukta. So avada, if the behemoth was kulay bria, so then it was noilad, Reb Shimon would be maskim. The shaila is, this that we say misukenis is enough, so it's not mamish a noilad, but it's not oimid lakach. According to Reb Yehuda, l'chayre, the heter to mukta is only when something is mukhon, when it's oimid lakach. That Reb Shimon doesn't need, but Rabbi Yehuda does need that. Or maybe not. Maybe even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's a mesukenes, it's called that it's mukhan lakach. So maybe that would be enough. So the Mishnah adds, U'maisa v'sholos Reb Tarfin Oleho, on this case. What's this case? We have to add over here a detail. We explained that the ratio of the Mishnah behemah shemesa loyez zenimim koyme is because it's behemah's kachim, and now it has no use. And we went off into a long discussion, hilchis muktzah, what would be mutter if it was a behemah of chulin and the shayla of noilad, the shayla of it's a mesukenes, so it's aymen lekach. But before all the pshat in the Mishnah, behemah shemesa lo yezenemim koima, the reason why it's certainly mukta and there's no head to whatsoever to move it is only because it's basa kachim. And on that, the Gemara says, how do I know that's the pshat in the Mishnah? Umaisa, there's a maisa in support of this din, v'sholos v'tafin oleo, Chalash and Itma. Chalash and Itma is certainly something that doesn't have a use now. It's certainly something that was Eimid L'Achila, it became Tomei. That's it. It's done for. So Mela, because of that, Lo Yaz Zenimim Kaima. So the Gemara proves from that that that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Behemah Shemeza, Lo Yaz Zenimim Kaima is talking about Basa Kachim. Now, the truth of the matter is that Chala as well, Shluchayra, even though it's Kaidish, should be like Basa Chulin that has used that Machil L'Klovim. Over here you have an equivalent. L'chayra, chala that's nitma, what's the halacha of trumash and nitma? It can be used for fuel. It's given to kahanim. Kahanim can use it for fuel. Or to feed to their behemoths. So why not over here? L'chayra should also be mutter la'achil la'klovim. That's what they used to do in the biblical zoo, is they used to be makna, part of the zoo, to kahanim, and then they were able to feed the elephants, the heilige elephants in the biblical zoo in Yerushalayim, they were able to feed them from whatever truma tnuva took off for afroshes trumas and maisers. However, the Gemara says that lamaisa one cannot, because there's a gzeres hakosuf, perek ba'mem adlikin, is that shemen sreifa, shemen that's oimed l'sreifa, shemen of truma that was nitma, one cannot burn, even though there's a din to burn, one cannot burn psule amagdoshim or truma tmeya on yavtiv. So that's a kasuv. Not because it's not a tzarech echol nefesh, l'chor fuel, if one needs, or to turn on a stove, no, zigzag zakosu. Not alts malacha. It's a new din that there's no heter of burning psuli amakdoshim or truma shenifsala on yomtiv. That being said, so the truma has nothing to do with it, the challah that is shenitma, and therefore it's mukta. So what was the shaila of Tarfon? Tarfon didn't know the halachs of mukta. So the Gemara's mavur v'nichnas lebeis hamedrash v'shoal. He asked the shaila. Why did he ask the shaila? Reb Tarfon had it said that maybe over here we would waive Hilchos Muktzah because to leave something that had Kedusha, Kedusha's Haguf of Truma or Kochim, lying over here for hours to become rotten and moldy and the flies will attack it, no, that's not already, that's a Zilzal of Hegdush, maybe it would be Matter. So V'omru Loi, the consensus of the Chacham was Lo Yizizim Im Kamen, no, we're not going to be Mavater on Hilchos Muktzah als Kovid of Kochim, Shenitma or Nifsala.